on 702.
26 minutes after 7 o'clock. Now, of course, we are focusing now on the troubles in Tshwane. Last night, we spoke with the new mayoral candidate of Tshwane from the DA that is going to be taking over. But tonight, we speak to the African National Congress in Tshwane, who wants the city manager, Moketsi Mosola, removed from his position now that the Auditor General has found that his controversial GLAD Africa contract was irregular. According to leaked final reports by the Auditor General, the 12 billion rand contract the city had with the built environment consultancy firm was not above board. The ANC is now joined by Solly Msimanga's decision, the ANC is questioning the Solly Msimanga decision to resign as mayor. Questions have been raised about his role in overseeing what is meant to be this multi-billion rand contract. We know that Mr. Mosola has survived yet another vote aimed at having him suspended. At a late night council seating behind closed doors, 94 councillors voted in favour of a suspension and 111 voted against it. The motion to suspend brought by the DA was not based on the controversial GLAD Africa multi-million rand contract, but rather on alleged misconduct. Well, joining us now for more on this is Dr. Khoshi Maepe, the ANC's Tshwane Regional Secretary. Mr. Maepe, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima. Thank you for having us in the new year and to your listeners.
Now, the fact that Mr. Mosola survived another attempt because he wasn't suspended for the right reasons, does it really matter? Isn't it just important to get him out of the way? The Auditor General is already clear that the report is irregular and you can move on that. Why are you preventing him from being removed? Surely such a person is not fit to be the city manager of Tshwane.
Thanks, Karima, for that question. It's a very important question that we must explain to the listeners. First of all, is that, remember, us as the African National Congress, we exposed corruption. And we said to the public that from last year, 15th August, there is a corruption on GLAD Africa. Subsequent to that, the Auditor General exonerated the ANC, and actually we were vindicated because our allegations were found to be true. The Auditor General found that the contract was illegal, it didn't follow supply chain management policy, and other reasons. Now, we expect the mayor, because remember, the DA appointed Mosola. It's not the ANC that appointed Mosola.
Yes.
Mosola was appointed by the DA administration by Solly Msimanga. Mm. He reports to Solly. Now, Solly must be the one who brings a report to council to suspend him.
Yes.
When he came to council to bring a report, it had nothing to do, one, with GLAD Africa, two, with the AG report.
Mm.
And the AG report, he signed him and Mosola.
Mm.
Now, we can't go to the public and say, we want Mosola to be suspended on corruption. Then, when we get to council, it's a different report. I mean, that's not the truth. Record cannot keep that. We want on record that we are suspending Mosola based on corruption charges that we have raised.
Mm.
If we suspend him on something else, for example, Solly brought the annex charge to council in a report of Facebook and the things that Mosola wrote about the DA. I mean, a judge can kick those things out where we will be. Solly is running away. We want him to bring facts to say Mosola breached this supply chain management policy. It was an irregular contract. The AG is saying that. By the way, the AG is pointing both Mosola and the mayor.
Now, why don't you, Mr. Dr. Maepe, Dr. Maepe, let me put this question to you. You are in politics, right? Politics is the art of what is possible. The DA wants to get rid of Mr. Mosola. They don't want to admit that it's related to the GLAD Africa thing, but they need to get rid of him. Is it not important to get rid of him? Because you've actually got the facts, and then you can actually bring action against the former mayor, who is now the candidate for Gauteng, for actually violating the rules of council. There is a way to skin this cat. Why do you have to keep this city manager?
No, but we must go on the narrow street path, Karima. Let's not use other avenues and go by. The road is straight. The AG says that both the mayor and the city manager must take accountability. Let's not use other things. Let's use the facts. So the ANC is not going to be coerced. Now, if you say there is a problem of corruption in Bosasa, why then do you use another tender, not Bosasa tender, that is being complained about? Why? Because people know the facts, therefore you're not going to use Busasa. No, you can't do that. You must face the facts and work with correct facts. The facts are, the AG has pointed out Get Africa, Musula must go on Get Africa. It cannot be on a Facebook account.
Yes, now we know that, but what I'm saying is that you have an opportunity to actually get rid of a corrupt city manager. The AG report actually proves that. And nothing prevents you from getting rid of him and then taking action against him. You can also take action against Solim Simanga. Why are you keeping him in place?
Karima, these things have records. If today I go to council and go and suspend Musula on misconduct, 10 years later when I say no, actually Musula, somebody will say, but Maipa, you are lying when you say you did on Musula, because record has it in the minutes that it was not on Red Africa.
But Mr. Maipa, that is not the only action you can take. You can get rid of him in council and you can bring criminal charges against him for Glad Africa. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Now, Karima, you asked me about the report. Why did you vote against? I answered you on the report.
No, I know that. I want to understand the ANC strategy. Dr. Maipa, I want to understand the ANC strategy. You want to link the mayor to this. The mayor has already left, so that battle has come and gone, and he's in fact now going to run for the whole of Gauteng. He hasn't answered basic questions. Now we're sitting with a corrupt city manager. You don't want to get rid of the corrupt city manager because you want to coerce the DA to put what you want them to put into the report. But nothing prevents the African National Congress from taking the AG's report. In fact, you've already taken it to the public protector, taking it to the police and saying, investigate this man and take him out of his position. Because as he's in his position, he can intimidate witnesses. He can continue to do wrong. He's the one that lied about the qualifications of people in the mayoral office. He's the one that told the Sowetan that Saka had actually approved and vetted all the people when Saka didn't even have a contract with the Tshwane City Council. What I'm asking you is, tactically, even strategically, are you not making a mistake by keeping a corrupt person in because you want to prove a narrow point, a point which you could easily win by going to lay criminal charges against Mr. Musola?
Let's be pragmatic, Karima. Let's be pragmatic. Please give me an opportunity to explain this part. The ANC is an opposition party in the city of Tshwane. It exposes corruption. The DA doesn't want to take responsibility. We want to follow the policies of council, because if you don't do that, Karima, one is that there's no record that the person was actually suspended based on corruption. Two is that the ANC alone has 41% in council. Mm. It doesn't have 50+1 to remove anyone.
So what is your way forward? Dr. Maipa, what is your way forward?
The way forward is that in the next council again, we are going to impress on councillors and say, guys, the AG was there. By the way, the AG was there himself.
Yes.
Last week, Thursday, right in council. And now we have the facts, all of us.
Yeah.
So nobody can say he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Now we go to council and say, but remember, there's one thing prohibiting us, Karim, and I think you must give us reprieve on that. The fact is, a mayor of a city is the only person who can go to council and bring a report. If the mayor, according to Section 13, doesn't bring a report, councillors themselves can stand up and tell the speaker, we are voting without the report.
Yeah.
Now, remember, we're not majority, Karima. If other people don't want to vote with us, we can't win.
Yes, so for example...
Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish. If the DA comes and say there's a report on Glad Africa and on the AG report, gladly the ANC will vote.
Yes, but you will... You
something that is a misheat.
No, that is fine. But even if they bring the report on Glad Africa, if the EFF doesn't support you, you can't win. And it is said that Mr. Musola is actually an EFF appointee, and that contract has much to do with the relationship and how the DA and the ANC actually, rather the DA and the EFF actually organize things. For example, the EFF has said it doesn't know who this new mayoral candidate is. And yet this man was a ward councillor for many, many years in the city of Tshwane. So there is clearly an untoward relationship that is going on here. What engagement, Dr. Maipa, have you had with the EFF around the fact that if a report is brought by the AG on Glad Africa, that they will vote with you?
Okay, Karima, we didn't have an engagement with any party. We are the ones who expose corruption and will act again when the matter is brought forward. Remember, Karima, we can ask in council that, listen, we want to vote on the corruption report, but that report must be there, Karima. It's one thing that you don't want to appreciate.
No. I hear you on the report, but the AG report is there. That's a fact. You know, Zizi Kodwa was just on the show. He said that the African National Congress wants law enforcement agencies to act where there's a clear case of prima facie evidence. They don't have to wait for the Commission of Inquiry. He pointed out, for example, if a private citizen is in possession of an NPA docket on a person, he was referring to Dudu Mieni, they're urging the law enforcement agencies to act. Why don't you just follow the guidelines of your organization at the national level?
No, but Karima, you're not giving me a chance. Now you're bringing this quarter in. The issue at hand is straightforward for the ANC in Tswane. We have exposed corruption. We say the letter of the law must be followed. I don't want to divulge more details, but there are other enforcement agencies in the city now. I'm not going to divulge that detail on Red Africa specifically. They are doing their work. Mine is to do the work in council. So I'm not a police or SIU or anyone. I don't want to disclose what is happening there. All I am saying to you is that I am following the letter of the council policy. Council policy says I must suspend when the report is in front of me. We are going to push the DA to put a report that is factual, that is not haywire.
How are you going to do it? You don't have the numbers. You don't have the numbers. You don't have the numbers.
The point is the public will see that we put the right thing forward. The numbers don't matter in this instance. The truth matters.
No, Mr. Maepa, it's one thing to run a PR campaign against the DA because we're in an election year. It's another thing to actually get rid of somebody because that person is doing wrong. You have an obligation to get rid of the city manager. Why don't you take the opportunity to get rid of him and report him to the police?
Karima, I'm said to you earlier, okay? I'm not going to divulge the details. There are law enforcement there already in Tswane immediately after that report, right? They've been there for a while. They are doing.
So are you saying Mr. Mosola is being investigated?
Let me finish. Give me a chance. I'm not going to come to radio station now and divulge the detail of what's going on. I'm going to allow the law enforcement to do its work. I am going to do my oversight work. My oversight work has exposed the facts. They are there for law enforcement to carry on.
Mr. Maepe, we have been talking about the same case for months. You have correctly pointed out that both the city manager and the mayor was involved in this contract. The PR work is done. It is actually time for action now. But you don't have the numbers to get the action. There is a way to get this person out. You are saying, no, you don't want to do that. You have no idea.
You have no idea
whether the EFF will actually support your motion. So what exactly is the point that you are making here? Because it's a PR exercise.
Is that beyond the AG, the AG himself, is capacitated now to follow on the money.
Yeah.
You know, there was an AG Amendment Act that the president had signed.
Yes.
Okay? It's his job to follow the money, right?
Yes.
The AG worked with law enforcement agencies, right? I am saying to you, there is a lot that is being done outside my area of authority. My area of authority is inside council. I have the detail, I am privy to what is being done, but I'm not going to say it here because I will be now diminishing people's work that they are doing to follow up on this thing. I am saying to you on my side, the right thing to do is that I must force the DA to bring a report based on the facts of the AG and what the AG is saying about Red Africa.
All right.
And that's all I can do, Karima.
Okay, that is where we will leave it. Thank you very much. That's the ANC Tswane Regional Chairperson, Dr. Khoshi Maepe, who is involved in a campaign to try and get the DA to actually admit that corruption is at the root of why Salim Simanga left and, of course, also why the city manager must be gotten rid of. It's just gone, 19 minutes, in fact, to 9 o'clock.